In this bulletin, Labor MP Emma Hussar has announced she won't recontest her seat at the next federal election. Calls for online NAPLAN testing to be halted. And Rugby League's Billy Slater announces his retirement. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donald. Embattled Labor MP Emma Hussar has announced she won't recontest her seat at the next federal election. The New South Wales Member of Parliament has been facing multiple accusations, including that she's bullied and harassed her staff. Ms Hussar has denied the allegations against her. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has dismissed suggestions the nation is growing too fast as the population ticks over the 25 million mark. The historic milestone has renewed fresh calls to cut the migration intake. Mr Turnbull says the federal government is constantly looking at ways to attract skilled migrants to regional areas to ease congestion in the major cities.
What you've got to do is plan ahead and build the infrastructure that you need, not just now, but in for the years ahead. Now, that has been a failure of governments in the past. It is not criticism you could make of my government.
The Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority has assured parents and teachers that they will be able to compare the standardised NAPLAN test results of students who took the exams online with those who used traditional pen and paper. And it's rejected suggestions publication of the results has been delayed, saying they're on track to be released in the coming days. It was responding to media reports suggesting the results have been delayed due to disagreement with some states and territories over how scores should be publicly reported. The Australian Education Union says the rollout of NAPLAN online must stop immediately. President Karina Haythorpe has called for a review of NAPLAN as a whole.
This situation cannot go on. The parents and teachers of Australia need to be able to have a strong assessment regime that is connected to teaching and learning that takes place in the classroom, not just a system-driven data collection process.
Australian diplomats are working with the Indonesian Navy to evacuate about 150 Australians still stranded on devastated islands after the Lombok earthquake. The quake left at least 105 people dead. The Gili Islands can only be reached by boat, and Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says dozens of Australian holidaymakers are awaiting transport to leave. The Indonesian Red Cross has been given access to Australian emergency supplies to help those in urgent need. President Donald Trump's reimposition of US sanctions on Iran has received widespread international criticism. The European Union said it would continue to encourage positive trade relations with Iran, while Russia said it was deeply disappointed by the decision. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says his country is against the sanctions.
Frankly speaking, we do not sympathise or will interact with the sanctions. We consider them incorrect and a strategic mistake, but we will abide by them to protect the interests of our people.
Rugby league legend Billy Slater has confirmed he'll retire at the end of the season. The Melbourne Storm fullback and former Queensland and Australian star made his NRL debut 16 years ago. The 35-year-old became emotional at a media conference as he paid tribute to the game.
It gave me heroes when I was a boy and a chance to become one myself. It's given me opportunity, security, friendship and values. For this, I'm forever in debt to our game.
We'll now look at tomorrow's weather around the nation. Perth, possible storms with heavy falls and 18. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 20. Melbourne, becoming windy and sunny tomorrow, 16 degrees. Hobart, becoming windy and partly cloudy, heading for a top of 14. Some morning frost in Canberra, then partly cloudy and 14. Sunny in both Wollongong and Sydney, 19 and 20 degrees respectively. Newcastle also sunny in 20, Brisbane sunny in 23, Cairns mostly sunny 27, and Darwin a sunny day at a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.